Morrigan's Cross by Nora Roberts. For my brothers, Jim, Buzz, Don, and Bill. None but the brave deserves the fair. Dryden. Finish, good lady, the bright day is done, and we are for the dark. Shakespeare. Prologue. It was the rain that made him think of the tale. The lash of it battered the windows, stormed the rooftops, and blew its bitter breath under the doors. The damp ached in his bones even as he settled by the fire. Age sat heavily on him in the long, wet nights of autumn, and would sit heavier still, he knew, in the dark winter to come. The children were gathered, huddled on the floor, squeezed by twos and threes into chairs. Their faces were turned to his, expectant, for he had promised them a story to chase boredom from a stormy day. He hadn't intended to give them this one, not yet, for some were so young, and the tale was far from tender. But the rain whispered to him, hissing the words he had yet to speak. Even a storyteller, perhaps especially a storyteller, had to listen.
"I know a tale,"
he began, and several of the children squirmed in anticipation. "It's one of courage and cowardice, of blood and death, and of life, of love and loss."
"Are there monsters?"
one of the youngest asked, with her blue eyes wide with gleeful fear.
"Oh, there are always monsters," the old man replied, "just as there are always men who will join them, and men who will fight them."
"And women,"
one of the older girls called out, and made him smile.
"And women, brave and true, devious and deadly. I have known both in my time. Now, this tale I tell you is from long ago."